मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र, मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र वर्स 21 पार्ट 4। तीर्थाहनानमवगाहनानि च गच्छनानं विना यत्पान् वन्द्वाम्भोरुह संस्मृतिं विजयते देवस्य नारायणः। सो तीर्थानाम अवगाहनानि, that when one goes to the holy places, tirthas, avgahanani, for bathing. But that bathing in the holy places, which is often recommended as a very sacred activity in the Dharma Shastra, is by Kulashekhar Maharaj here compared to gajasnanam, the bathing of an elephant. The bathing of an elephant is a standard metaphor used in the Vedic scriptures to depict temporary and ultimately fruitless cleansing. An elephant bathes himself with water and then uses the same trunk to sprinkle mud on itself. So similarly, we may do some purifying activities, but again we ourselves engage in sinful or contaminating activities and undo the work of purification that has been done. So without the remembrance of Krishna, vinayat pal vandvambo ruha, without remembering the lotus feet of Lord Narayanaha, Vijayate Devasa Narayana, the glorious be that Lord, he says, without the remembrance of the Lord lotus feet, whatever we do does not have any higher taste, does not beget any lasting higher taste for us. It may temporarily lead to a sort of atonement or some level of cleansing, but actually the real cleansing is the changing of our desires. And that doesn't happen just by bathing. It is only when we become philosophically and experientially convinced that there is a higher happiness in life, and that is what will make me truly happy, and the lower happiness is a treacherous distraction from that happiness. It is only when we understand and experience this that we can actually change our desires and truly become purified. So bathing in holy places, if it is accompanied by the remembrance of Lord Krishna, then it will lead to purification in a tangible and sustainable way. Otherwise, the purification may bring some short-term benefit in forms of atonement, but it doesn't lead to any lasting benefit. Just as an elephant's bathing doesn't lead to any lasting benefit, similarly, bathing in the holy places, even by human being, doesn't lead to benefit if there is no transformation of the desires. And that transformation happens when we taste the remembrance of Krishna and we realize for ourselves, this is what I want in life. But I want to remember Krishna, I want to serve and please Krishna, and the happiness that I give to Krishna and which then reflects back in my heart, that is the purpose and perfection of my life. When we understand and reorient our life according to this understanding, then we can march ahead in our spiritual life to turn back to Krishna's lotus feet. And the holy name of Krishna is the easiest way for us to cultivate remembrance of Krishna, because it enables us to very easily, effectively, and over a period of time, ecstatically remember Krishna. And that's why when we chant the holy names, if we recollect that whatever religious activities I'm doing, they will all become null and void if I don't wholeheartedly call out to Krishna and invoke his remembrance while I'm chanting his holy names, then that will, this contemplation in the background of the indispensable necessity of the remembrance of Krishna to give value to all our activities, will inspire us to connect with Krishna deeply in our chanting, and that will give us the higher taste. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.